Claire Collins woke up in Mount Druitt, hopeful with the amnesia of waking, dry-mouthed from a nap on her mother's sofa. For the first 2 minutes, one is never killed. This was a new house her mother had bought years ago, not the one where Claire had killed her younger brother's sisters. This was a new, small house with neat, square rooms, low ceilings, the colours all shades in mellow rose and autumn. Claire, who brought her ghosts with her always, knew them peaceful here, but she herself was restless until now. Now the cold chiaroscuro autumn moon sealed the pre-dawn windows against fear, and she thought of Clarence Darrow, the attorney's speech for mercy in the old Leopold and Loeb trial, of law students who had chill-thrill murdered a younger boy so badly that Darrow thought it hopeless to defend them and preferred to attack the death penalty instead, one partly on the grounds that time would allow them to suffer terrible remorse which they were too young to feel at the time. That was the bit that meant something to Claire, although there might also have been things about love. Once Jeffries had asked her if she had loved her siblings, and she'd said she wasn't sure what people meant by love. Later he told her neither was he, except it doesn't appear to be an emotion which necessarily desires its objects to remain alive. But she did need them alive, the warm children. She walked the night house, saw George warmly asleep, her mother Sophie and the baby Florence warm in Sophie's arms. An autumn black breeze with dew in it broke through a door crack, and she sat in her mother's recliner rocker, closed her arms loosely on her ribs with enough room left for the children. Fell warmly asleep until her mother woke in daylight, made Claire some coffee, which to them was a held hand. Oxen have electric rivulets for muscles, so like waterfalls the light flicks out, the veins too strong to show, that eroded arterial cliff which does show in my hands. My daughter's veins are sapphire and don't show. My veins are jade. Her skin is curled cat white and mine is pale parchment. She gives me a jade ox and I'm ever a jade ox. My smooth shoulder shrugs with electric impatience. Wise, I give my daughter many tigers. She sleekly paces or hunts asleep, guarding, her chin on tucked-in paws with tiger patience, peaceful tiger size. In the wild, a tiger can kill a water buffalo in 30 seconds, but her energy has an outward focus, dreaming the village she protects, the ancient ox whose furrows entrench safe caves, a place for meanings in the forest. Forever, all cats watch moon-eyed for meaning.